Unit 11. Key to Success. 2. The listening is a summary of research into the ways Chinese students in Auckland spend their leisure time. Listen to the tape and fill in the most important percentages mentioned in the text in the chart below.
On the 8th of November 2004, a survey was conducted among 400 Chinese students at different universities in Auckland. The purpose of the survey was to discover what the students do in their free time after school. The survey was conducted by means of a questionnaire given to the students to complete. The first section of the questionnaire dealt with the students' free time activities. The second part was concerned with the types of jobs students did, if any. The most important results from the survey were as follows. In the first section, 81% of the students complained that school took up too much time and that they were given too much homework. 44% of the students said they would like to have a part-time job, but simply did not have the time. Another 40% of the students said they had part-time jobs. The following comments and observations can be made about the way students spend their time after school. They are based on answers given by the students on part one of the questionnaire. 75% said they sometimes went shopping, while 69% sometimes go to the cinema, 62% said they spend most of their time doing homework, and 56% sometimes spend time sleeping or doing nothing at all. A quarter of the students said they spend all their time on school and homework. The second part of the questionnaire was only filled out by students who had a part-time job. Most of them, 94%, said that it had been easy to find a job, with 60% saying this was their first job. 81% said that their parents had protested, but given in on the condition that their school results would not suffer. All students said that the greatest advantage of having a part-time job lay in having more money, though 23% of the students said working with and getting to know other people was something they enjoyed. Asked what they used the money for, students mentioned various free time occupations, as described in part one of the survey. Of all other things they spend their wages on, the most important were phone calls, 40%, followed closely by clothes and makeup, 35%, and going out, 15%. Only 10% of the students said they put away money in a savings account. The results of the survey seem to suggest that Chinese students abroad have little time for part-time jobs. They spend most of their free time doing homework. However, an increasing number of students look for jobs. They seem to enjoy it and are able to combine it with their schoolwork. While the majority of the students said the main motive to look for a job was money, about one-fifth of the students enjoyed contacts and getting to know people in a different setting away from school.